This is a clip from one of our most recent episodes. For full episodes and more, please check us out on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Stitcher, and YourVibesPodcast.com. This episode is brought to you by Sassy Pop Boutique. Sassy Pop is a women's clothing and accessory boutique located inside Mulberry Mill in Dixon, Tennessee. Sassy Pop's fashion professionals help their clients find the right style and fit for all body types and sizes. Whether you are an extra extra small or a 3XL, Sassy Pop Boutique will have you looking your best for all four seasons. Check them out on Facebook at Sassy Pop Boutique and on Instagram at Sassy Pop Boutique Dixon, or browse their website for 24-hour shopping and shipping anywhere in the United States at sassypopboutique.com.
We decided we would move to a city where there are a lot of people and we could do more weddings, and somehow we ended up in Nashville.
Here you are, yeah. Somehow. Yeah.
We visited a friend and we just fell in love with it. Spent a couple weeks and never looked back. I mean.
And Jason was pretty amazing. Those were back in the days. How many years was that? Almost 13 years ago. That was when Twitter first hit.
Oh,
it wasn't too long
after. And we're talking. We were truly a Twitter success story in Nashville because, I mean, we didn't really know much about social media. I don't even think I was on Facebook, but Jason had heard about this thing called Twitter, and he was like, I'm going to Twitter us to death so that when we go to Nashville, they'll know us.
So we just started meeting people like in the wedding industry,
on Twitter.
And florists and photographers and wedding planners. And so
doing all kinds of stuff. We came and did a couple of shows, and then we did
wedding shows.
Yeah. Cool. So by the time we moved here, which was,
2009.
I guess 6 months after we started all that, like we just slid right in at like the top of our game in Nashville.
Already had weddings booked before we ever moved here.
Yeah, we had 10 weddings booked before we came
success.
Here.
So you just went hard in the paint on
Twitter.
Yeah,
I mean.
He did, and I hated it.
I didn't even know what I was doing.
I didn't understand it. I hated it. I swear that man was on his phone like every hour of the day. I didn't realize, you know, but then I was like, Dang, all that yipping I did at you. Yeah. Look at what it did.
That's right.
So just 1 minute, I'm baby. Like, I promise I'll work out. Yeah.
So now it's like, do it. Whatever you got to do, just do it.
So, and then, you know, we had a couple of connections here in the city as well.
Okay.
Her cousin's a songwriter. And when we showed up in town, this was December of 2009, we didn't even have really a place to stay yet, I don't think, or it wasn't ready.
Well, we had not moved in yet.
Yeah, right. Yes. So, we stayed with him that night, and we're all laying there just, you know, goofing off, and he's like, oh, so by the way, you're doing a cake for Taylor in 2 weeks, and we're just like...
We're like, Taylor who?
Wait, what?
Taylor Swift. I'm like, whatever.
Okay. Yeah, so...
I didn't believe him. I really didn't believe him. And
then 2 weeks later, we're on the couch watching her sing karaoke on the coffee table
in front of us.
No way!
As we brought the birthday cake.
That is so cool!
Yeah, it was really
cool. We were like... We are the...
Yeah.
We're the bee's knees. We are,
I think within like another month, we were doing the number one cake for Lady A with their song American Honey.
Yeah.
Wow.
So that was literally...
That was a good way to start, right?
Yeah, I just shot right out of the gate on that one. So that was a lot of fun.
Yeah, and that's the kind of city this is too,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
I mean, you work hard, but you know, knowing people doesn't hurt either, so...
Yeah, and you make a good name for yourself right off the bat, too, you know? I mean, you just, you provide a good product, and you get in with that crew, you're pretty well floating along. Yeah.
Then one thing led to another. So, you know, the wedding industry, we kind of took charge of, but then the music industry, those connections were, you know, total like a God thing, just connections. Yeah. And
so it just kept going from there and there. Just, and where were you cooking out of?
We had a shop downtown. It wasn't a retail space. It was just a warehouse space.
It was in the Nashville Business Incubation Center.
Yeah, that was part of, which is actually
a pretty cool scenario.
It is.
TSU or...
Yep.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's still there. I mean...
I think it is.
Yeah. So that's where we started and had a good time doing it there. Had a great space, probably 1,200 square feet of just giant kitchen space.
Perfect.
And we could meet with clients there and it was a good space to start in, so...
Wow.
Yeah.
So it just kept
going. We didn't have a retail space. I mean,
we didn't have a retail space. Okay. And while we were there, that was our first opportunity to somehow Food Network reached out to us. We still to this day cannot figure out how.
So they called you.
Well, it was an email that went to junk mail.
Oh, no.
Yes.
And I never checked. I mean, you know.
Sure.
And this was way back when there weren't all the filters and, you know, spam boxes and all that. I just happened to look in there one day and I'm like,
This looks important.
This says it's like, from Food Network.
It's and I'm a like, joke. Yeah, it's another one of whatever. Those scams, babe. So, and I was like, she was wanting to know if she could call us. And I was like, just tell her to call me tomorrow.
I'm busy.
So, I know. Yeah. The next day she called and it was like a 2.5 hour conversation.
Yeah. It was legit.
Like, oh my God. It was legit. That was really real.
Yeah.
So, then we ended up on the Food Network Challenge. And
the funny, another like insert into that was we were nervous. We had never been to anything like that. You know, even though we were doing well with cakes, we're still like, oh, this is, I mean, it's Food Network, right?
Right.
I mean,
right.
And so, I mean, you've on the Food Network Challenge, you've got guys like Duff had been on there, and that's where he got his start, you know, Ace of Cakes.
Uh-huh.
And so I'm like, we need some like pointers from somebody.
Okay.
I'm like, who can we call? She's like, just call Duff. I'm like, I'm not calling Duff.
Just call him up.
I mean, I'm thinking he's a cake decorator.
He had Ace of Cakes at this time. You know, he had the big TV show.
That's who we watched on TV before all of this.
She's like, just call him. I'm like, okay, whatever.
What's he going to do? Just tell you, sorry, I don't have time for you. I was like, you never know until you try,
sure.
Right?
Sure. Answers always know unless you ask.
We call, and Mary Alice answered, and she took my name and number, and I was like, oh, well, you know. I don't think it was just a couple days later, the phone rang, and I answered, and he's like, hey, this is Duff. I'm like,
what?
What is happening right now?
Of course I wasn't there to hear that conversation.
So we talked for probably, I don't know, 45 minutes on the phone.
Oh, wow.
And the one thing he said was, man, just go have fun. I mean, that was like one of the things I remember he said. Look how far I've made it, he said, and I've lost everything.
Yeah,
like,
I've never won anything.
I've never won an episode. Wow. Like, that is true.
Just go have fun.
Yeah, just go have fun.
That was fun.
So that's what we intended on doing. And so we went to Food Network, did that show. And
was that an alien? What was that?
The first
one was Monster Bugs.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And yeah. We did okay.
We went second place on that one.
Yeah, cool. And then they invited us back. Once you get in that, you know, they'll invite you back if you showed well, I guess.
Yeah.
And so they invited us back the next year. And that was the Extreme Alien Cakes or whatever it was.
Okay.
Yeah.
And we did well, but we didn't finish our trees.
Don't look at me like that.
So
Still cut your eyes at me all these years later.
Cut my eyes at you. Keep that in your mind.
The airbrush broke. Come on, man. The airbrush broke.
So right there.
The way that
in the middle of the live show.
Yes, man. I'm telling you. And the way that show worked is if you did not finish, even if everything else was done and it was better, you didn't win the cake. You didn't win that.
I think the trees were the monster bugs. I think the alien.
Well, maybe it
anyway.
Was. Anyway, the bottom line is the trees weren't finished.
That's all that you can remember. Thanks.
Just such little detail, too.
Yeah.
I guess the competition's pretty stiff, though.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Pretty stiff
some
out there,
solid
yeah.
competition on that show.
So how is it like on set? Like I just want to. I mean, is it pretty structured? Or do they give you a lot of rules that you've got to kind of follow, or is it just like here's kind of the pitch of the show? Go out and do your thing.
That show and the one we did this summer, Crunchy Kitchen,
completely
different.
Completely different.
So
for the Food Network show, and I would assume that this is probably still the same with some of the stuff that's out there now, is you could have half of your things made in advance. So let me just give you an example. One of the girls that we were against had a big spider cake. She could have half of her legs completely finished.
Like the structure.
Everything, covered all of that. But she had to finish the other half of it on set.
Okay.
But no carving of cake except for all on the set. But like any intricate details, you could have half of them done in advance. So
we didn't know that.
And we also didn't know, truthfully, that we didn't have to bake our own cake. So we baked all of our cake the first round, and we shipped probably almost $800 worth of cake alone out to Denver, Colorado.
Yeah, when everybody else was just like picking it up at Sam's,
just using sheet cakes. Yeah, so we learned after the first
round. We were the newbies, you know, so we had a lot to learn.
And they don't give you any of that information because they want you to be the underdog.
Yeah, sure.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, and then the second time around, we had
welcome
a
to the club.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Now, the one in this one, you had everything.
Crime Scene Kitchen.
Had to do everything from start to finish.
It was quite a bit more real.
Okay.
Not that the Food Network wasn't. Like, when the time they give you is the time they give you. You don't leave. You don't break. You don't stop.
Okay.
You have 8 hours, you have 8 hours.
Same thing with Crime Scene Kitchen.
And actually less time than probably TV shows. I mean, it's legit. I mean, you do not know what you're making. You know, the clues that they're showing you are legit. And I think it makes it, like, we got all these messages like, how did y'all not see that clue? Well, I mean, they're showing the viewer
sure.
the clues on TV.
Sure.
So it's not hard to, but you're going through there in 2 minutes trying to find 15 clues or whatever it is. It's tough.
I think you're probably getting into a question that he has about.
Oh, maybe so. Well, okay, we'll pause.
But anyway, we'll pause. With that being said, the shows are a lot different.
Thanks again to Sassy Pop Boutique for sponsoring this episode. If you are looking for the right fit and style for this upcoming season, feel free to reach out to their fashion professionals on their socials at Sassy Pop Boutique on Facebook and Sassy Pop Boutique Dixon on Instagram, or head on over to their website at sassypopboutique.com for 24-hour shopping and nationwide shipping. If you're interested in sponsoring an episode, please reach out to me directly via email at yourvibespodcast@gmail.com. Thanks again for listening, and always remember, stay vibey, my friends.